This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, back now with Bill Ballinger, the political insider here on the Steve Gruber Show. again, the political insider will debut this weekend, June the 2nd, on the Michigan Talk Network. Many of the stations saying, heck yeah, we want Bill on our station. I can understand that, Bill. You're a popular guy, and you have a lot of experience, and people consider you to be fair, which I think is important. A lot of people consider you to be fair, and that's a good place to be because you attract people from all sides of the political conversation. Let's move forward here, Bill, on paid mandatory sick time. Got signatures in yesterday, delivering ballot signatures, 380,000, give or take. How many ballot proposals, initiatives will we see come November here in Michigan?
You know, that is a very good question, and it's very unclear right now whether there will be as many as five. There could be five. I don't think there could be any more than that. And I hate to say it, there could be, maybe hate is the wrong word. Maybe I'm glad to say it, there could be as few as none. I mean,
how could that happen?
All up in the air.
Well, how is that? Because, you know, we see the headlines, the marijuana signatures are in, the paid mandatory sick time are in. How could we not have, what's the deadline, by the way?
Well, to get signatures okay, there, the deadline was yesterday for initiative petitions, what are called initiative petitions, meaning something that would become law if the legislature either rubber stamps it or allows it to go to a vote of the people and the people approve it. That's an initiative. But there is another deadline, and that's not until July, 2 months away, on constitutional amendments. And there are petitions out there for at least one constitutional amendment that are probably going to be filed in July. So there are going to be as many.
What is that one?
Pardon?
What is the one
that
in July?
That one's called Boost the Vote. And it's basically to try and strip away all the impediments to voting. I mean, in other words, early voting, no reason absentee voting, same day voting, that kind of thing. So that's likely to be put in July, and if it's certified by the Board of State Canvassers and there isn't any blockage in the courts, that could go on the ballot. The only reason there wouldn't be six is that the sixth one, there will be in July, at that point, six petition drives that I think are going to have been successful to get things on the ballot, is that one of the six is the repeal of prevailing wage, which is now tied up in the Supreme Court. But if that is allowed to go before the legislature is probably by a majority vote, because the Republicans have a majority in the House and Senate, to be approved by the legislature, and it will automatically become law, and it would not go to a vote of the people. So that's one of the six petition drives that would not go to a vote. But the other five either could end up in votes in November, or maybe only three will end up in votes, and the other two will be blocked, or maybe one will end up on the ballot. We just don't know.
All right, so we've got marijuana, we've got sick time. What else do we have potentially on the ballot?
Well, we've got, medical marijuana, we got minimum wage, we've got sick time.
Voters, not politicians. Is that the grassroots movement for voters, not politicians?
Yeah, voters, not politicians. A redistricting proposal. That's another one, and that one is in the courts. See, this is what I'm talking about. The courts are going to be the determining factor in whether a lot of these proposals get on the ballot or not. And we just don't know what the final judicial decision is going to be. And in fact, in a couple of cases, if it's, let's say, before the Court of Appeals, there may be a decision, and then whoever loses is going to appeal that to the Supreme Court. So that's what we've got going on here. This is going to play out. It's going to take weeks more before we find out. And by the way, Steve, there were as many as a dozen petition drives underway for various issues, things like blocking, line 5 under the Mackinac Bridge. There was an LGBT rights proposal with petitions.
Part-time legislature was out there.
Yeah, I mean, all sorts of proposals out there. Out of the a dozen or so that were out there, it looks like probably there will be 6 that will qualify, at least in terms of the volume of signatures they turn in. Whether they get on the ballot or not, that is the issue at this point.
And how dangerous do you think it is? I find it a little disconcerting that a ballot initiative can change the Michigan Constitution. I mean, there's certain ways you change the Constitution, but a couple of these constitutional amendment voted on by the people. Remember, be careful what you wish for, because if it works in favor of your opinion this time, it might work very much against it the next time around, right or wrong.
Oh, you're right. I mean, look, stop and think about the United States Constitution. I mean, we've had a federal constitution for, 230 years, and it's only been amended, I think, 27 times? In all that time, very brief amendments. It's hardly been changed. It stood up over that time. The Constitution we've got right now was adopted only in 1963, which is 55 years ago, and it's already one-third of the Constitution has been rewritten. One-third of the language of the Constitution has either been rescinded or it's been added to or amended in countless different ballot votes by the people of Michigan over the past 55 years. I mean, it's really staggering how much we've changed our own Constitution. And, you really have to ask the question, are we making it too easy to change the Constitution?
And the answer you might be able to hear on the Political Insider this weekend on many of the stations of the Michigan Talk Network, the brand new program, The Political Insider with Bill Ballinger, debuting this weekend. Bill, good talking to you as always. We wish you to break a leg. Great success on the new program.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
There you have it, Bill Ballinger, everyone. Something a little bit different after the break.